Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. That is not a recording of somebody else drumming. It's me on my drum. Ooh, I manifested a drum for myself. I am so excited. Probably going to drive my husband crazy. But it's okay, because I'm going to also manifest that he enjoys drumming on my drum and sharing my drum with me in all of its manifestations. This drum is not a drum that I thought I wanted, but it's the drum I got. I want to tell you all, you can call in and talk with me about your manifest dreams, whatever drum you're trying to drum up, and we can have a conversation about manifesting. The number is 418-5651. And I'm waiting for you to call in. I will tell you how I got this majestic drum. Doesn't that sound amazing? It's kind of like a gong and a drum, which is also part of my manifest journey. I've been manifesting a gong and I've been manifesting a drum. I never thought I'd get them both in the same item. And everywhere on this drum sounds different. I will learn how to play this drum so that it's not just me banging on a drum, or I'll just bang on my drum, bang on my drum, bang on my drum. And I'll tell you, it's beautiful. It's made of elk hide, which is, I didn't think to ask him what kind of wood this was. I have a wooden baton or drumstick that is padded, and wrapped, whatever the padding is wrapped in suede and blue tealish leather. I do not know how it's stitched, but it looks like it's stitched by hand. It's a work of art. It truly is. I will be putting pictures of this on a podcast later, because I didn't have time to do it today. Everything has happened so fast and so amazingly in my life just in the last couple of days. I went with, I have to give some shout outs to some people that were phenomenal help to me this past weekend. And as a result, they were a phenomenal help to BeUnique.org. My whole life just turned on a dime. I thought I was going to end up doing the entire show, tent set up and tent tear down, alone. Or maybe I might have my husband help me. But I knew that on Friday when it was time to set up, he was going to be working. He ended up working Friday and Saturday. Jennifer, one of the co-founders of BeUnique.org, had to have oral surgery, and it was scheduled for Tuesday or Wednesday. I think it was scheduled for Wednesday. And she had been told that when she had the surgery, she would not be able to do anything, no bending, no lifting, she just had to rest. Surgery is surgery. And she needed to rest for at least 2 days. More if complications arose. So Jennifer didn't think she would be able to join me. And right away, I just said a real quick manifest, I will have all the help I need at this event. And what the event was, it was a three-day event where we took our tent to Wickham Park in Melbourne, Florida, and we set it up on Friday and left it until Sunday night. They had security roaming and checking to make sure everybody was safe and secure, so we didn't have to worry about our products. However, I had to worry about how I was going to get this tent up by myself. Now, it is an easy tent to put up, and it can be put up with just one person. I've seen it done. I've never done it myself. But it also needed the sides put up, and that takes a little extra moment there. It also needed to have lights put in. And since we didn't have electricity, we were going to need battery-operated lights, and I didn't have any. I was just going to wing it. Well, what I did was say a real quick manifest statement. I have all the help I need for this weekend. I had more than enough help. It was phenomenal. I was really impressed with how the universe works. Jennifer's oral surgery was postponed. I'm not sure how. I mean, she talked, so she's probably doing okay. She and I both talked a lot yesterday, telling people about BeUnique.org. And as a result of that, we are both tired of talking, except here I am talking again, and I love it. And if you want to talk with me, the number is 516-418-5651. I would love to talk with you, because even I get tired of talking to myself sometimes. I know that sounds kind of silly, and the beautiful thing is, if I get tired of talking, I can do this. And play a little tune. I'm not disliking that at all. The Native Rhythms Festival, which you might have assumed by the name, is about indigenous North and Middle and South American peoples and their rhythms. Primarily, they cater to flutes, flute makers, flute players. They have phenomenal people who do amazing work, beautiful. We were very fortunate. Our tent was situated just so that we could not see, but we could hear the performances going on. And they went on from 9 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night. Except for yesterday, Sunday, the performances stopped at 5, so we could all go home early. However, when I made my statement that I have all the help I need this weekend, as you know, I say that you have to put some action on your words. I didn't just say, I have all the help I need, sit back, take a nap, dream about drums. I got busy. I put some action on my words. And the way I did that was I texted people that I know are local to the area. Some might be an hour's drive away. Some might be an hour and a half like Jennifer. Some might have been a little farther, a little closer. But I knew that some of these people might be willing to help. So I just sent out a text to the ones that I thought might be, that simply said, if you're interested and available, I could use your help setting up our tent on Friday. I need you at 8 o'clock just for a few minutes. Once we get the tent up, you're dismissed. Well, a lot of people responded that they were sorry their schedules wouldn't allow it. Some people responded that they would try, and because they were working, so they didn't know if they could get off. And one woman said, I will be there on Saturday. I can't be there on Friday. Circumstances preventing her getting there on Saturday, but that was fine. I didn't mind. I felt honored that she even responded in a positive way. And by the time I got her text, we were so busy. I wouldn't have had room to put her in the tent. And because Jennifer's oral surgery was canceled for this week, that meant I had Jennifer all day on Saturday. Her appointment had been moved from Wednesday to Friday. And so that meant everything just got turned around for her. But she missed Friday with me, and that was fine, because when I got there on Friday, I got there early because that is my nature, and I got the car parked, and before I could start pulling things out of the car, here came Trilby and Ricardo, and they were two of the people that I had reached out to. They're a delightful married couple, and they're just amazing human beings. In fact, I've had Trilby's daughter, Victoria Bannon, on this show before. And I should probably bring Trilby in as well. She's pretty good at manifesting herself. However, they started helping us put the tent up. And before I turned around, good, here comes Laura. She had also said she would help. And she felt bad because she didn't get there right at 8 o'clock. It was fine with me. We got everything out of the car. We got everything set up. And Laura stayed. And what's even better, well, Laura stayed a little longer than Trilby and Ricardo because Trilby had a hair appointment. Had to get to that because you know how women are with their hair. It's very important. And so Laura helped and we talked. I was able to introduce her to Beauty. This was her first time interacting with us on a personal level. She had expressed interest in interacting with us and being able to work with us. Turns out both Trilby and Ricardo and Laura live very near, 10, 15 minutes away from where the event was taking place. So they both offered to come back later in the afternoon and give me a break. Because from, 8 o'clock in the morning until 9 o'clock at night is a long time to go without any kind of break, staying in one location. And fortunately, I've learned a few things. Oh, my goodness, I learned so many things about how to do an overnight event. It was kind of mind-boggling. And they both came back, not far apart from each other. I think they both came back around 3, which was very nice. And they both brought me water. Laura gave me an apple. They gave me the opportunity to go get some food. Well, actually, Trilby went and got food for me and brought it back. And she just said, sit and eat. And I did. And it was delightful. And that way I was there. Trilby had never, she'd worked with us before, but she'd never worked a booth like that. So at least I was there to answer questions if necessary. And then on Saturday, well, let me go back a little bit because this is more of the manifesting of the help. Because I said, I have all the help I need this weekend. And so as I realized how dark the tent was going to be from 7 o'clock until 9 o'clock, I knew that nobody would know that I was even there because I had no lights. I had a few little lights that are part of the items that we sell. We sell these amazing wine bottles that have lights inside them. So they're like little lamps and they run on batteries. They're absolutely beautiful works of art. They were one of our biggest sellers over the weekend. And these bottles put out a little bit of light, but it was very ambient, very soft and very subtle. So I called my husband around 6:30 or so, maybe 7. And I said, hey, if you're coming to have dinner with me here on site, I need you to bring. No, I texted him because he was still working, remember, on Friday. So I texted him and I said, if you're coming to have dinner with me tonight here on site, I need you, don't just come. I need you to bring me something. And so he called me. And I one thing that I needed was my battery, my phone charger case. I had the charger in the car, but I need not the case, but the cable. So I told him where to find my cable. He got that. And I said, now I need you to bring me some battery operated lights. And he went above and beyond. He got a string of Christmas lights, white lights, and he got a lamp that puts out a good bit of light and also changes colors, which is kind of cool. And then he got 2 strands of other little lights that put out a good bit of light. I think if we do this again at night, we'll need more lighting, but what we had was sufficient to let people know we were there for them to look at the items in the semi-dark. It really made the made the wine bottles stand out and pop. But you don't want to sell everything in the dark. So anyway, from time to time, I would also manifest more customers. And Jennifer and I would talk, and I'd say, you know, we just need to have more customers come in. So let's just manifest that more people come to the booth that are interested in what we are selling as, you know, the products for fundraisers, as well as for information about Be Unique. We, part of what we are there for is knowledge. We want people to buy our products so that we can stay in business, but we also want people to know about the services we provide, which are Be Unique Magazine, Be Unique Productions, and Be Unique Radio. That's in a nutshell. But you already know most of this because you're already listening to Be Unique Radio, and you probably have gone to the website by now, I would hope so, BUNEKE.org, to see what else we're all about. Because just like I manifested this, I manifested the drum. I also work on manifesting people who are interested in what we do, people who want to be world changers, people who want to make a difference. Because if you want to make a difference, we can give you some of the tools you need. We can connect you to some of the people who can help you do that. That's what we do. We connect the dots. And let's see, where was I in my little chronological story? So, oh yeah, Curtis drives up and he says, hey, I'm walking to you. Would you step out so I can see you, you know, which tent is yours? Because he hadn't seen it yet. So I went over, I found him. He told me where he was parked and I found him halfway there. And as we're walking back, my telephone rings. And it's my son, our son. It's Curtis's son, my stepson, but I call him my son. And out of the blue, he just decided that he saw my post on Facebook that I was there alone. He said he was going to come by and visit. And it's a rare treat for us to see Stuart. He's 30 years old. He's got his own life. And he lives a little distance from where we are. So it's not always easy to see him. But it's always, always a rare treat when he out of the blue decides, hey, I'm going to come and spend some time with you. So he did, and he was just in time. He was very helpful putting the lights up so that I didn't have to do that the next day. We tested them. Everything worked. And then he helped us close up the tent for the night because by that time, it was almost time to go home. And you know, Saturday, I came back to the tent, and it was covered in dew, and the dew rose up from the ground, so a lot of things inside the tent were also wet, and that was unfortunate, but I have since learned that all I need to do is get a tarp to cover everything. I never thought about that, because I talked to other vendors, and I asked them about that, and they said they just cover everything at night with a tarp, and that protects it, and it keeps it from, you know, keeps things from dripping on it, because what happens with some of these tents, if they're not assembled in a way that makes the rain or the dew drip off, then it will condensate and drip through. So I learned a lot about how to set these tents up, which was really, really cool. Ended up buying a tent for Be Unique, which had extra supports and extra interior piping that helps make the tent collapse-proof. Because what happens sometimes if you get caught in a rainstorm, and that often happens in Florida, you end up with this, you know, thunder in the background. This thunder, 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 thunder. And then lightning and rain. And when the rain comes down, it's hitting that roof, and it has been known to collapse many a tent. And people don't, you know, what are they going to do? Their tent's ruined and their products are ruined. They have to end up going home for the day, and they've lost the money they paid for the booth space. Now, I will tell you, Be Unique is so fortunate. People often give us space for our booth because we are a nonprofit, and it's very, I'm so grateful for that. Anyway, I learned, well, we have tarps. We had used tarps once before at our yard sales when we would put things down on the grass. And we already have the tarps. So next time I'll just put the tarp over everything and it won't be covered in drippy, drip, drip. So I learned as well as I taught. And then on Saturday, Jennifer came and helped me set up. She brought some books that we review in BeUnique.org in the magazine. And she created a little sign on a whiteboard, a erasable board, you know, a little whiteboard that you can erase and write all over again, like a chalkboard. But everybody probably knows what a whiteboard is. Anyway, the point is she brought this erasable board that we could put a sign on. And we were selling the books on Saturday for $4 a piece. Now, these are books that retail for $10 to $30 a piece. I think we had one book that retails for $50, $49.95. These are books that are, they're new releases. We review them in Be Unique, and then we have the books that we can sell to our readers, our followers, at a reduced cost. They get a great book for, you know, a little bit of money, and it adds to our fundraising expense, you know, fundraising total. Anyway, as I think I need to stop and announce the phone number one more time, because I would love to have somebody else call in, because when I get to the end of my story, I'm going to say goodbye. So if you don't call before I say goodbye, then you're kind of stuck with not talking about manifesting. And that's fine. I don't mind. There is a moral to all this story, and I haven't forgotten to tell you about my drum. So we had our event on Saturday. We were selling the books for $4 a piece, but it seemed like for every book we sold, three more appeared in its place. So the stack just wasn't going down. Well, Sunday came, and again, I had the dew on the tent because I didn't know how to prevent that. And this dew is dripping down on everything. And one of the things it dripped down on was the whiteboard that we were had written, you know, new releases, books, $4 a piece. And I thought, we can do better than that. We can sell them much more cheaply. Because this was the last day of the event. We wanted to sell them, get them into good, loving homes. And we also didn't want to have to bring them back home with us. And trust me, we must have had 30 or 40 books, brand new books. Some of these books were sent to us before they were ever put on the bookshelves. They were advanced reading copies. So we had these books, and I had the sign, and I just wiped it all off with a towel. And, oh, talking about manifesting. You know, manifesting sometimes depends on your intuition and vice versa. And as you manifest, your intuition will grow. Mine does, at least. And I had a thought. I was actually outside in the car, had cranked it up, and I thought, I need to bring a towel with me. So I went back into the house, got a towel, went back out the car, took my drive, and back to the whiteboard. I wiped it off with the towel, made sure it was nice and dry, and I wrote new releases, books, $1.50 each. Now, we went from a $50 book to a dollar and a half. And I also said, buy five for $4. That's basically buy four, get one free. And people liked that. They started buying more books. Some people only bought one book. The beautiful thing, if they bought a book for $1.50, they let us have the other 50 cents as a donation. And then people started coming in who were really book lovers, and they walked away. One woman walked away with about six or seven books, and I told her she could have them all for $4. She gave me 20. Now, that's manifesting without even trying. Magic of the universe blessing you with things. We had one point on Saturday, Stuart came back to visit, and he said, you need me to do anything? And I said, well, I think we've got everything covered, but Jennifer, would you mind if I take Stuart with me and we go for a walk and check out what's on the grounds? And she said, no, I want you to. Now, by then, Jennifer had already gone for a little walk around. She took a few videos, put them on social media so people could see what Be Unique is doing, where we are out in the community doing our part to support it and trying to bring more business in. For the Native Rhythms Festival is also a nonprofit. And if you've listened to any Be Unique radio show, you know, or especially if you've been to BeUnique.org, you know that what we do is promote other nonprofits and connect the dots. So that's what we were doing. We were connecting dots yesterday. In fact, numerous times, most all the time, when somebody would walk in, they'd look around and ask how to pronounce Be Unique, because it's spelled like one word, BUNEKE.org. And they look at the logo and they don't really know what to do with it. So I would just tell them, well, Be Unique is a nonprofit organization. Everything you see here has been donated by or created by our volunteers, with the exception of the books. The books were donated by publishers who asked us to review them in our upcoming issue of Be Unique magazine. And everything is a fundraiser. Everything we sell, 100% of the sales goes back to the nonprofit. And sometimes they'd say, well, what is the name of the nonprofit? And I'd say, it's Be Unique. Sometimes they could follow along with me. And Jennifer did the same thing. And so they would ask, well, what does Be Unique do? And I'd say, well, we tell good stories about good people doing good things to make the world better. Sometimes I'd switch it up and I'd say, we tell great stories about amazing people doing wonderful things to make the world better. It's all about making the world better. It's about positivity. There's no politics in our organization. There's no backbiting. There's no, we try to keep the negative out. And yes, some of the stories started from a negativity. In fact, our story did. Jennifer and I met for lunch one day, and the lunch was because we were both very disgruntled in our lives and our careers. We felt like we were working too hard to make other people look good, and they weren't even telling great stories. They were just telling mediocre stories about people opening up a brand new business or, you know, ribbon cuttings. And how exciting can a ribbon cutting be to anybody other than the one cutting the ribbon? I don't know. But it can be exciting, I suppose. Depends on how you write the story. But every story that we wrote before, or every ad Jennifer designed, was tagged to just a for-profit business, not necessarily a philanthropic business. And we wanted to do more. So that's how we created Be Unique. It came about, the name came about in a moment of serendipity. When we were having lunch, we stopped eating, looked across the table at each other, and said exactly at the same moment, whatever we do, it has to be unique. Now, of course, we knew right then that was the name of the magazine. But we also knew that it couldn't be two words. It could not be the words Be Unique. It had to be spelled creatively. And I have a caller. I'm excited. Hello.
Hello.
Who's on the line?
Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. Have you got a manifest question?
A question about manifesting money or love or something?
Sure. Can't really do a money or love or something. You can, but it's best if you separate them. And always, well, let's see, are you talking about romantic love?
I
because
well,
you know,
you
there's
mean
all
I
kinds
could
of love.
Any question?
Any question at all?
Okay. Where do you see me? When? How do you see me? When do you see me around tomorrow or next week?
I'm not an intuitive. I am intuitive, but I'm not a person that can read the spirit and call it down on command. My intuition works a little differently than that, but I can help you manifest specific things. Like I've been talking about manifesting my drum that I've been looking for, and I got that because I attended an event that caters to indigenous people, and there were so many drums, and they were so expensive. And I was telling my partner about it, Jennifer, and she said, I want a drum too. Now, Jennifer's vegan, but she wanted a drum even though they're made the traditional way with animal hide. And I said, are you sure? She said, yeah, I want one of these drums. They sound amazing. She said, but I don't want to pay $150 for one. I said, I'm not going to pay $150 for one. But I found a booth that was selling them for a little under $150, not a lot. But I went and talked to him, and I made a deal. And we both got our drums for about $50. And I bought two at the same time. And that's part of the manifesting, is you have to see have to accept the signs that are put before you. Because when everybody else is selling their drums for, you know, $150, $200, and you find one that the drums look just as good, they're just as beautiful, just as functional, and have a great sound for like $75, you got to snag that up. That's a sign from the universe. And that's part of the manifesting. That's where my intuition comes in, is I am able to see the signs, and I listen and look for the signs. So I wanted to ask you.
I would
you
like to make one.
Go ahead.
I would like to manifest me going somewhere.
Anywhere in particular?
To the hospital.
To hospice?
Yeah.
Are you ill? Are you wanting to work at hospice?
Ill.
Okay. So are you ready to transition out of your earthly shell right now? Or you think you are?
Well, yeah, let's talk about that. I have metastatic cancer.
Okay, well, that's...
I was also kind of thinking that this is an even better question. Can we manifest heaven?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And how you envision heaven is maybe different from how I envision heaven. I believe that heaven is different for every person. There's a book. Let me see if I can find it right here on my desk. Underneath about five other things. It's called The Four Agreements, and it was written by Don Miguel Ruiz several years ago. I'm not sure how long ago it was. Let me look if it's even in here. But it talks about heaven on earth, and it talks about agreements that we all make. And I think you probably understand that we all do make an agreement when we come to earth. We make an agreement every day with ourselves. This was written in 1997. We agree to open our eyes and get out of bed, or we agree to remain in bed. We agree to make a phone call. Whatever, every action we do is basically an agreement. But he says that there are only four agreements that we need to find heaven on earth. And it doesn't matter what your physical state is. You can find heaven where you are right now. according to him, the first agreement is to be impeccable with your word. In other words, just don't say anything at all if what you're going to say isn't going to be nice or isn't going to be good for you. Don't worry about whether it's good or bad for the other person. Be truthful to yourself. The second agreement is don't take anything personally. That's a hard one because no matter what's happening, I mean, like right now you've got cancer. That's a pretty personal thing. But if you can look at that and see that there are reasons behind everything, and it's a hard lesson to take. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. Don't assume you're going to die because you've been given this diagnosis. But you can agree that if that's the path you want to take, then, I mean, and nobody knows when we're put on this earth if we're going to live for a moment or 100 years until it's over.
But what's in heaven?
Pardon?
But what's in heaven?
I'll tell you what I think is in heaven. Utter peace. Peace of mind. Peace of spirit. Peace of relationships. I do know that people do come to me from the other side, but they don't come to me. I can't say, give me a message for Nicole. It doesn't usually happen that way. It's usually a message for me rather than for other people. Like my mother visits from time to time and my father will come. And I usually they're just here to say, hey, I see you. I see what you're doing with your life. I approve. Sometimes it's a little different. A couple days ago, at the event I was at, the wind started blowing right at the exact moment that a man approached me and started talking to me. For whatever reason, I felt that it was my mother, and I felt like she disapproved of that man talking to me. He wasn't flirting. He wasn't being rude. He wasn't doing anything. But spirit can see things that we don't see. Maybe he was planning to rob me. I don't know. But my mother started blowing things around in my tent. Or at least that was the interpretation that I had. It's what you feel. And as far as what is heaven, what's in heaven, I think what's in heaven is what's in you. If you feel at peace with where you are in life, whether it's at optimal health or at the moment before your body and soul separate, that's heaven to me. Nicole, I've got another caller. Let me see. I'm going to leave you on the line, but I'm going to see who this is.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey,
what's your name?
Doing?
I'm good.
My name is Kurt.
Kurt?
You talking to me?
Chris. I'm talking to you.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Tell me what your name is, please.
My name is Chris.
Chris. Hi. You know, my husband's name is Curtis, and people always call him Chris. So I immediately called you Kurt.
Curtis.
Awesome.
I'm Chris Curtis. That's why I'm
awesome. Did you have a question about manifesting?
Yeah, you think I'll manifest some money soon?
Well, I can't tell you if you're going to manifest money soon. I can tell you that you can make a statement that will help you manifest money soon. I can tell you. A lot of it depends on how you create your statement. I know a man who said he'd wake up every morning and say, I accept the abundance from the universe. And within a week, he had four people give him new hats. He said, now I have an abundance of hats. So you have to be a little specific. Well, you have to be very specific. So you could say, thank you to God, source, spirit, universe, whatever you want to call it. I call it Gus. I just add them all together. I say, thank you, Gus. I am receiving everything I need at this moment in time. And so it is. But you have to put some action on it. You can't just sit back and take a nap. I mean, you can. Sometimes your best manifesting comes while you're napping. I manifested a drum because I woke up one morning thinking, I need a drum. And here's my drum right here. I think it sounds awesome. I don't know how it sounds to you, but I like it. It makes me happy. And I manifested it at a discount price. It's not the drum I thought I wanted. I thought I wanted a Japanese drum. I instead got a drum that was made by a Native American. And
okay.
It just popped into my world. I mean, I wasn't going to go out shopping for drums. That wasn't how I manifested this. What I did is I started listening to drums. And you can listen to music or YouTube podcast about money. You can they have these binaural beats that you can listen to, and there's money frequencies on YouTube that you can listen to. And it's all a matter of stating it, believing that you deserve it, knowing that you deserve it, and believing that it's on its way to you. Chris, more than 20 years ago, I left my husband, which was a very stable environment as far as money goes. I had everything. I had the fairy tale dream life, great home, and an abusive relationship. So I left it,
right.
And I had pretty much nothing to my name, but I started believing that I deserved a better life, and I got a much better life in the end. And it takes time, but what you expect is what you're going to get, and what you put out is what you're going to get. If you're looking for money, you might want to start giving a little away. And it doesn't have to be money per se. You know, if you've got a house full of, collectibles, and you give some to a charity for an auction or something like that, you're going to find this money's going to zip right back into your life. If you've got four pairs of socks, you see a homeless man, give him one. He doesn't have any. Next thing you know, you're going to have 40 pairs of socks. The universe is like the ocean. It brings in seashells and it takes away the seaweed, or it brings in trash and it takes away your worries. You know, it's ebb and flow. It's a kind of it's a universal law. You get back exactly what you put out, and that comes in the form of energy. If you're always thinking about, I don't have enough money, guess what? You're never going to have enough money. I did this exercise. This was one of the exercises I did 20-some years ago when I needed money in my life because I lost my source of income. I mean, I had a job, but it wasn't the same as having two incomes. So I saved up enough money till I had a $100 bill, and I put it in my purse, and I would go shopping, and I'd see something for $50, and I'd say, I've got $100 in my pocket. I can afford that, but I'm not going to get it today. And I did this for about a month. Every weekend I'd go shopping, and I'd see things that were under $100.
Yeah,
and I would say, I have enough money for this. I can buy this if I wanted to, but I'm going to wait.
Right.
Next thing I knew, I had $500 in my wallet, walking around saying, hey, I could buy that new couch if I wanted to. I have $500 cash in my wallet. There's a book that I read called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. And it has some great stuff in there about the law of attraction. And that's how we do it. We just attract the things into our life that we're thinking about. The thoughts become things, you know. The more you think about it, the more you're going to have it.
Yeah, when I get off the phone, I'm on the phone.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here.
Yeah,
maybe. That's all right. Maybe we should just manifest a quiet environment for you.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
I don't have no time to myself.
Well, we
no
can make
stuff.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that you do when you're manifesting is you stop talking about what you don't have.
Right.
And be very grateful. Be very grateful for what you do have. Because I'm guessing that's your family in the background?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So you've got a family. A lot of people don't have that. Be grateful for the family you do have. And I'll be honest with you, my current husband, like I said, his name is Curtis. There were a few times that we were not doing well together. And instead of thinking about what I didn't like about him, I just made a list of everything I loved about him. And I started making my statements based on the good that he showed me. And he changed. I didn't change him. He changed himself. And you can do that. And the best way for you to get a more steady income or revenue is just be grateful and say thank you for the 2 pennies that's in my pocket or the $5 that's in the bank, whatever amount it is. And the universe multiplies my money. I get money in mysterious ways. I mean, one time, Curtis, I found a $50 bill in the parking lot. There was nobody around.
Right.
How does that happen? How does that happen? You're expecting
being
it.
Grateful.
Yeah, being grateful, exactly. So you be grateful for every little thing you've got, and you'll be surprised at how fast more things come. Chris, I'm going to see who else is calling. You can stay on the line or not. You know, it's up to you. Who just called me from 8? You're welcome, and God bless. Who called
God
me from 845 area code? Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? What is your name?
Lucy. Thank you so much. You
Lucy.
Yes.
How can I help you manifest something today?
Help me to manifest prosperity and abundance.
Easy.
Prosperity and abundance. More love. I guess everything may start with the joy and happiness, though.
It does. It starts with joy and happiness and gratitude.
And love. And gratitude. Yes.
And love. Unconditional love, not love based on something somebody can give you back. And it doesn't matter if they give or don't give. You just, as I was telling Chris, it starts with what I did. I made a list of all the good things in my life. I wrote it down. I'm like, I am much more blessed than other people. I mean, there are people that don't have phones. They can't call into the show because they don't have a cell phone or a landline. Or if they have a landline, they still have to pay long distance calls. But there are so many things in your life that you have that are magnificent that nobody else knows about. Little life secrets that you've got that you can just say, I am so grateful that I know how to make music or make art or cook or, I mean, I watched a movie, it was an episode on Netflix called Maid, M-A-I-D. It was about a young woman who was in a relationship. It was an abusive relationship. He never hit her, so she didn't realize that his abuse was abuse. And that was the kind of relationship I'd had for years. If he doesn't hit you, it doesn't, you know, if he's not hurting you physically, you think it doesn't count. But this young woman wasn't married, and she and the boy, young man she was with, were they had a child. And he was just very, he'd get drunk and he'd yell a lot and he'd throw things. And one night he threw something while the baby was in her arms and she spent the night picking broken glass out of the child's hair. So the next morning when he went to work, She didn't have a car. She didn't have any money because he said, you don't need money. I'll take care of you, which is a big mistake for women to fall into, or men. I've known men who've fallen into that trap. But you've got to be independent, and you don't want to be left without transportation. And this woman, her phone was attached to his, so he shut her phone off. She walked away from him, and he tried to find her, and he couldn't. So it was a whole story about all these things. And she, you know, she went to get some help from the government, and they said, well, we can put you in secondary housing or shelter or whatever if you have a job. Well, she didn't have any job because she didn't have any skills other than taking care of the man and the baby. So she ended up cleaning toilets. And she was so good at housekeeping that it started calling her the maid. And as a result, she was able to get her life back. She saved money, and she went off to college. Because, see, there again, this guy stopped her from going to college by telling her that she didn't need to go to school. She didn't need to do this, that, or the other. He would do it for her. And so she took her life back, and the only thing she could do was take care of children and clean bathrooms and things. But that's how she pulled herself up. She started being grateful for the skills she did have.
Mm.
So if all you can do, Lucy, is think in terms of this is what I'm good at, or these are the things that are good in my life, and it doesn't have to be something in your home. You can look out the window. Now, where do you live, Lucy?
In Middletown, New York.
Okay, so is it snowing up there?
It's a town. It's a small town.
No, is it snowing?
It's cold. No, it's snowing yet. No, thanks.
Okay.
I don't like snow. Yeah, it's very windy. It's very windy.
Okay.
It's like between 30, 43 degrees Fahrenheit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I know I'm grateful, and I tend to help people a lot. And now I got into somebody's doing a job for me. I help him a lot, but then he doesn't want to recognize he hasn't been spending as much money as he's supposed to. If I didn't help him, he's working for me, but he thinks that he's the contractor. I say, no, you're not a contractor, because at the end, I was the one that did the permit. Moved you to do the plan, the work plan that you needed to do the job, and I'm paying you good money, but he said, no, you have to pay me what I contracted for you since the beginning, and you have to pay me the whole amount. I say, well, what do you see about that? His name is Wilmer, and he's very, like, demanding. I get into this relationship, and then all become demanding and become like I took advantage of them. What do you see about this?
I think you need to manifest something different in your life. And I've had situations where we had people that were bossy, demanding, and didn't see the vision that we had. So what? Yeah, you know, it's so easy to say, I want this person out of my life. But that's negative, and that doesn't work. That sends the universe mixed signals, because the universe hears, I want this person. And then it forgets about the rest of it. So what you do is you tell the universe, thank you for sending only positive, peaceful, understanding people into your world. Thank you, universe, for surrounding Lucy with people that see her vision and understand what she's doing and are willing to work with her on her terms. And so it is.
Yeah.
See how that changes?
Then at this point, just pay him whatever he say we committed to. I say, you have to discount this. You have to discount that I had a receipt that the things that I had been buying and paying for the job. It's my job. It's my property. I say I am the one putting my contract, my permit, and everything else. And then you are not really the contractor, and you have to abide to my terms because I am the
if
one.
If he's the contractor, he's paying for all this.
No, I am the, he's the subcontractor. I became the contractor because
right.
I extended myself to.
He's like a subcontractor for you.
Subcontractor. Then what you the, see, because he get moody. Like yesterday, he said he wanted to go to Home Depot. I said, okay, I'll meet you there because I'm going to pay with the, I'll pay all the materials because I'm going to deduct that from the full, for the full amount. Then
right.
he keeps telling me, you have to pay me the what we contracted at the beginning. Then I told Wilmer, you have to realize that you didn't have to pay $2,000 for the scaffold. You paid $1,000 for the scaffold. You have to realize the permit didn't cost you as much because I put my insurance. Then usually you have to adjust your price a little lower. And he say, no, you have to pay me the money that we agreed.
Do you have a written contract
at this
with
point,
him?
No, we don't. A verbal.
A
verbal because I supposed to go with another people, but then he called me, oh, we're going to go with the, we already had the scaffold and we're going to go to the, there. I said, okay. You know, that means he decided that somebody borrowed him the scaffold and then he went and put it in the workplace. And then
mm-hmm.
it was too late because he was already there. Now I got in this relationship and I say, you have to be able to adjust the pricing because the other person that did the pricing is an estimate. They say
right.
it costs you up to. And then now you what you see, because I know you're very intuitive, should I pay him the amount that we contracted at the beginning with the, because he doesn't understand that the contract is this or adjust the price or to just cut my losses and then say here is your money and go happy ever after and then just let it go and then start a new thing in my life because I repeat this story. I spend too much helping people and then
uh-huh.
I am paying the price.
That's going to be one of the decisions you'll have to make of how much is your peace of mind worth? And it sounds like this is really getting into your peace of mind. How much money are we talking about? Difference.
We're talking about the difference is like a thousand between 1,000 to 2,000.
Okay, but not tens of thousands.
No, I'm paying very good money for the contract. I was paying
okay.
very good money for the contract because nobody
right.
wants to work. And then I say, well, to keep that world that is in bad shape out of my mind,
mm-hmm.
then I just going to find somebody. And then I was I 1 month researching people who can do the job, real contractors. Then he say, oh, yeah, he does contract, but then he doesn't really have the all what it takes to be a contractor.
Right, right.
To the point that I have to tell him.
Mm-hmm. My husband and I got into a situation like that. And
yeah.
we found
oh,
for us, I mean, he basically walked away with about $10,000 and didn't finish the work. And
exactly. That's happening to me.
We wrestled for a long time over what to do with this. You know, do we call the police and report him for theft? He didn't really steal anything except he took the money and didn't do the work. And we did have a written contract. But we also found out in the course of the business that he had a drug problem.
Mm.
And so you don't know when you're dealing with people if you make them angry, what are they going to do? He actually came here one time and threatened to destroy the work he'd already done. So we did a lot of praying and meditating and thinking about it and discussing it. And in the end, we decided that for us, it was best to send him off with blessings and the money he had. He'll never come back now because he thinks he's got the money and that's all he needs to worry about. And I would definitely say that if you do give this guy, Wilbur, is that his name?
Wilmer.
Just Wilmer. Just get, mm-hmm. you know, if you decide to pay him off as contracted, even though it was verbal, definitely do it with,
mm-hmm.
with, give him a blessing as you do. And then from there, we can work on how to manifest better people in your life.
Exactly, yes. I'm taking a class that is a spiritual therapy response.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very good therapy with some people in Peru. I think it's, I just started the class Monday this weekend. It's every weekend. And I feel that class is going to help me to remove a lot of a stuff that I have, because everybody see me with a bigger wallet. And then I am paying the bigger bill, you know. If it's half, I am paying two-thirds. It's like, hello. I always end with the bigger wallet. That means I always pay. If we're going to go half, then I always am paying extras. Or I always am buying extras or whatever, you know. Then it's not only with him, it's with my family members. They always want me around because they have more money than me. They have better, I don't have a job. They have better jobs than me. They have better income than me. But still, they feel like I had a bigger wallet. Then I guess I radiate abundance or fulliness. I don't know. But mm-hmm. then I think it's something more than that. It has to be that, like this spiritual therapy will go to with the graphics that they have, they run it, and then they will, through prayer, they will clear your karma, dharma, and all kind of stuff. It's fascinating. Uh-huh. And I work abundance. I work something in me that is like a little pinch somewhere in my aura, in my past, in my dharma, in my karma. Then attract these kind of people. Then the more than you give them, the more than they feel that you're stealing from them.
Lucy, it sounds like you're doing all the right things. But I think what might be missing is the positive statement of who you want in your life. And because you, when you try to manifest people out of your life, it sometimes mm-hmm. backfires on you. So I would definitely, like we said a minute ago, Lucy mm-hmm. is surrounded by positive, uplifting, generous people who see her vision for life. Because what that does is that takes that, Lucy's got a big wallet, out of the picture. These people are going to be generous to you.
Exactly.
It reverses the flow. You see how that works?
Yeah, then I shouldn't even think about that.
We don't. Because mm-hmm. we do things the way our parents did them, the way their parents did mm-hmm. them. And we learn what we've lived all of our life. And now we have to learn a new way. We don't necessarily have to unlearn stuff, but we have to learn a new way of thinking, a new way of talking to ourselves and for ourselves. And what you want in your life is you want to have a peaceful life, don't you?
But exactly.
You know, the Navy says if you want peace, prepare for war, which I understand their theory behind that. But the reason is you can't get peace if you don't make people submit to you. But that's not what we're trying to do. We want everybody to live in peace. And to have heaven on earth, we have to do these things that they might seem hard, but it's just a matter of speaking. I surround myself with kind, loving, peaceful, generous, uplifting, motivating, whatever words you want to use, Those are the people that you're going to find.
Okay. You know what I what you just said remind me? Yesterday
what?
we did some programming to four people in the group. The teacher choose one people for I wasn't choose. Then she reprogrammed their belief about they want a two of them wanted a loving, lasting relationship, partner relationship, because they always find a boyfriend, fiance, then stay there for a little bit, or husband, and just let her. Then she said, at the end, these ladies were asking for the recording, and then I asked the teacher if they're going to go, oh, they're in the class. We stated, and if you keep the story, you keep telling the story, the same story, our spiritual teacher, the removing of all these beliefs through the graphics that he did, is going to come back because people are imprinting back what was removed with their thinking. You know what I mean? They're thinking and repeating the story. Oh, then I always find a boyfriend that stay with me for 1 or 2 years and leave me. Then he went to the Dharma and the Karma, and they got the past, present, future when he was on the wound. Then the teacher went and did the graphics and removed all these past, he went to the Akashic Records and through the graphics remove it.
Right.
Then at the end they say they're going to give us the glasses to look at it, but with the objective eye. If you keep thinking that you did that, whatever was removed will come back to you. Then you have to redo, because you're redoing what. And
right.
Now then you made
repeating,
me realize.
Repeating.
That, yeah, they are re-imprinting what was removed. Just with their belief, they re-imprinted in the karma. They bring it back to the Akashic Records. It's like I throw a book, and then I go to the thrift store and I go and buy the same book. Then I got the book back, you know? It's like the Akashic
Records.
Right,
exactly.
He put it in the trash bag, and then they went and even though sometimes they burning, they there are some prayers or affirmations that where they burn the energy and they imprint or the whatever is happening to that person, then they can put it together back with the talking about the story and talking about how bad they are. And now you made me realize that I got to see myself with I'm surrounded. I got to just burn that sensation. Whatever it happens, I just say, oh, that is amazing. Or don't reaffirm, oh, now he see me with the fat wallet. No, that I have to take it out of my beliefs. For my thinking, because that, even though it doesn't look negative, because if I am with a big wallet, it's because I can afford more stuff. But I'm not doing it in the positive way. And you really told me that today. That is a good thing.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And then you also remind me when I was, I used to own a house and I renovated, and this contractor one run went away with $20,000. The other one went away with $10,000. The other one went away with $7,000, and I lost money right and left.
Yes, I don't know what it is about contractors.
Yeah, and
why they do that?
Because why they do that? I don't know. It's not that everybody does that. It's because we attract the same. Because we had that belief.
Yeah, yeah. We have that belief, and we're expecting it.
We expect that everybody got it. Yeah, most of the people get the same contractor.
Because people say all the time, you can't trust a contractor. They're going to steal from you. So if you repeat that, and for you, I would definitely say, because it sounds like you work with contractors a lot and subcontractors.
A lot, yeah. No, I become, like, I start, this is my big deal. I start contracting, and because they don't have the insurance, they don't have the car, they don't have this, they don't have that, then here it comes Lucy with the big truck or the big this or the knowledge that I can go to the office for the permit, have everything that it takes, the insurance, this and that. Then instead to be contracting the contractor, I become the contractor without being paid and risking my insurance and risking everything. And the contractor becomes the subcontractor.
Uh-huh.
Because when you, then that's my deal. Because when I was selling my house, I became the realtor.
Right, right.
I took his responsibility. And he made easy money with me. I said, don't worry, I show the house, or I get ready, or I change this, or I change that. And then when the deal get done, he didn't give me a break.
He took his full percentage, didn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Then,
I think what you need to do is create a statement that says, I, Lucy, attract people who align with my philosophy of life. And if I give them, when I take work off someone else's plate, they give me a discount. Or when I work with a contractor and I pay for a portion of the supplies, they discount their fee, things of that nature. So
yeah,
and you can create a new statement every time you go into a brand new relationship with these people, that I only attract people of high moral standards and integrity that aligns with me. Everybody who comes into my life understands my vision, helps me achieve it with peace, unconditional love, and generosity of humanity.
That's a good one. Yes. Mhm. Yes, and it's
And you can also say thank you for sending me people who align with me. Thank you for sending generosity into my life.
Yeah, because these people that we have been working, you and me.
Yeah.
But it's because way inside us, we always believe the same than what they believe. They believe they're going to be taken advantage of, that we are going to take advantage of, and then we believe the same thing because we are trusting our mirror.
We're giving and giving,
believing that the other one is going to feel more at ease, but then the opposite occurs. Yeah, because this morning I spoke to him, and I say, I was thinking because we were in Home Depot, he came 1.5 hours late, and I was having a class. I say, Wilmer, you came late. I had just 10 minutes because I had to go to do my class. Then you came late, and now I have to rush. He said, give me I give him my credit card for him to go and buy whatever he needed. Then at the end, I am giving him my credit card. I say, okay, you go and buy what you need. And then 4 o'clock, I say, did you buy what you need? No. Then he went today. Then today, while we went in Home Depot, his wife or significant other, his fiance, was talking to him and called him liar, drunk. What else he called him? Liar, drunk, something else. And then because I say, excuse me, just put me on the phone, and then I speak to her because we're busy and I don't have too much. I have to run because I have my class. I say, excuse me, he's working for me, and then we are in Home Depot. He's telling you, at this point, he's telling you the truth. But this morning I told him, you have to, Wilmer, you have to be sure that what your fiancé is telling you, you reflect on it. He called you a liar, a drunk, and he called you many stuff. That at this point of my life, if somebody's going to contact you, I won't go for it. Because one, they call you a liar, is for something. You know what I mean?
Yeah. She's not calling him that just for the fun of it.
Yes, because she knows you. She knows you.
Right.
I told him. She knows you, and then I don't think that at this point of my life I want to be in business with a person that somebody else in the back is screaming
right.
and calling you that kind of names.
I think at this point what you can do is create a statement that says, I conclude my business with Wilmer on a positive
mm-hmm.
note that is mutually beneficial to both of us.
Wonderful. Oh, my God. That's excellent. And I'm going to put it in my, I'm going to create a little.
Put it in your journal.
And I just going to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that way
gonna,
you can walk away from him knowing you've done your best. And bless him, because you don't know any more than I know what's going on in the background of his life. If he's got somebody in the background of the phone call calling him a liar and all this other stuff, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. So
somebody said that yesterday to me. Who was it? Oh, yeah. My daughter husband was to get divorced, and then he told me the same story yesterday, the same for me once. Yeah.
So you don't have to give Wilmer any kind of letter of recommendation if he asks for one.
No.
And if he does mm-hmm. ask for one, unless he gives you a discount on his previous quote, tell him I will be happy to write a letter of recommendation for you, but it won't be satisfactory. But I think the best thing is to bless Wilmer and say, go in peace. We end our relationship on this note, and here's the money I owe you, or whatever. And say, bye-bye. Mm. And speaking of bye-bye, I have to say goodbye because we're at the end of our show. And okay. I appreciate you for calling. I really do. Thank you, Lucy.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. We have been going for the same deals, huh? Oh, deals and unbelievable. Yes.
Yeah. It's.
Yes.
And I've had to learn
yes,
how to change my own. I've had to learn how to change my own thought. But see, my situation is while I'm creating a manifest statement on one side, my husband
mm-hmm.
is living in fear on the other side. So sometimes we counteract each other because no matter how much
mm-hmm.
free will of the other person always takes over. We can't, you know, we can't manifest against someone else's free will. It doesn't work.
Yeah. The only thing that I can give you an input is belief that you have as individual. You
yes.
have the power to create your own. But
and just like
don't
I created.
Believe that your husband is part of your manifestation.
No, he is, but I also can manifest changes in him without trying to change him, and I've done that.
Mm-hmm.
I just
oh, really?
Tell the universe how grateful I am for him because he's a wonderful man. If it wasn't for him, I could not have had the freedom to create this organization. Be Unique Radio
mm-hmm.
would not exist. None of Be Unique would exist if I didn't have his full support. And
oh,
because of that, I don't complain. I'm very, very grateful for him. And I constantly tell the universe how much I love him and how grateful I am. And I create little statements, just like with Wilmer. Everything is to a mutual benefit. And my husband and I are working, we're still working on the project that guy left us hanging in the lurch on. But that's because...
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. But that's because Curtis doesn't want to hire somebody else. He doesn't want to get burned again. So he's...
Do you know what I did?
I
finished it by myself with my friend that I met at work. Then we did it, and then whatever we didn't know how to do it, we went and YouTube it.
Yes, that's what we've done.
Yeah, I'm
gonna say goodbye and thank you for listening, and I'm gonna pound my drum. Did you hear about my drum I manifested this weekend?
No, how? Tell me.
Oh, I've been looking for a drum for a long time. I woke up one morning thinking about drums. I'd never thought about owning a drum in my life. Never thought that I needed a drum or cared. But I woke up about 6 months ago, maybe longer, thinking I need a drum. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought I wanted a Japanese drum. And that's what I've been talking about, Taiko. That's the kind of drum they've got. And this past weekend, I was at an event it was a Native Rhythms Festival. And we had a booth there just so that we could fundraise and make people aware of what Be Unique does. And at one point during the day, my colleague said, why don't you go and see if anybody out there has a good story to tell so we can write about it in our magazine. So I went out and I started talking to people. And while I'm doing that, I'm looking and I'm seeing drums. And they're expensive. Oh, my. Like $300, $250. And I'm like, I'm not buying a drum. It's not a Taiko. Why would I buy that drum? A Taiko drum's called, the ones that I've been looking at are like $500. Mm-hmm. And I said,
oh my Lord.
Yeah, I said, well, universe, I need to manifest a drum that's less than that. I need to manifest a drum that's less, because Jennifer also said, I want a drum too. I said, well, she said, but they're so expensive. I said, well, how much do you think we should pay for a drum? She said, no more than $50. So I walked around, I looked at all the drums, I priced them out. Nobody had a drum for less than $50. Nobody. So I went back to this one guy that I really liked his energy. And I said, if I were to buy two drums from you, what kind of deal could you give me? He said, which two do you want? And I said, I want that one, but I can't afford it. It's over $100. And I
that
want
was a
that
negative,
one.
It's negative.
I said, and I want that other one. You know, there were two different kinds. I said, I want that one and I want that one. But they both cost too much. So he gave us a price. We got our drums for under $50, right at $50. And that's what it sounds like.
Oh, that's nice.
Isn't that
and what was the name of the guy? Because I used to go to a healing circle. And then they used to live in Florida. Now they live somewhere in Kentucky or something like that.
Let me see if I can find. I took pictures. I'll see if I can find him. Because I don't remember. I've got his business card. Let's see.
They do drums too. He used to be
Lowry Begay.
Oh no, that's not the same. Yeah.
And he gave us the drumsticks. The drum is made out of elk hide, and the drumstick is made out of this amazing wood. I don't know what it is. It just feels like, you know, someone had called earlier and asked me what heaven was like. And I was telling, to me, heaven is like unconditional love and peace. But this wood, if I had to describe this wood, I'd say this wood is heavenly. It just feels good. It's smooth. And it's got texture, but it's smooth at the same time because he sanded it, I guess. And he wrapped the end in something that's cushioned, And then he wrapped it with a piece of suede and a piece of blue leather and tied it with...
Oh, wow.
I don't know if this is some animal sinew or what, but it's just, it makes me happy. And this is
wonderful.
Part of this, when I talk about accepting signs from the universe, we have to realize, okay, maybe I woke up thinking I wanted a $500 Japanese taiko drum, but maybe that was just to drive me to this drum, which is very small and portable. And it has the sound that speaks to my heart.
Wonderful.
I mean, isn't that just, I don't know, it kind of reminds me of a gong. But there's something from, I don't know what it is, but this plays a part in my healing process. I know that.
Yes.
It does. I absolutely believe
that. Yeah, can you hear it in your heart? Like when you boom.
Oh, yeah, I feel it.
I haven't
played it hard or, you know, really strong because my husband's working in the next room in the office here in the house, and I don't want to disturb him. But I plan to take it outside later on and just kind of bang on it for a little bit and see what happens. But you don't see, that's the thing with, and I think that's part of my lesson. I just realized that, Lucy. Thank you for steering me to this. I've been thinking that I needed to pound on a drum. I need to hit it hard and bang, bang, bang. But I don't. Because if I hit it hard, let me see what that sounds like. Right, that's okay. But that doesn't feel as peaceful to me as this. You see the difference?
Yes.
You know, when I hit it really hard or just hit it softly. The softly.
It softly sounds more into your heart.
It does. The softness
you do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that
it looks like you made.
Yeah.
It sounds like you are in the hurry, so you made, or you just want to get out of the poor drum.
Yeah, and I really like this. I really like this because I can hold it in my hand, or I can leave it on the desk and just gently tap on it. And I will always remember.
There is a couple, Douglas Rarden. You Facebook them, Douglas. Douglas.
Yeah,
Douglas. Last name is Rarden.
What was the fourth letter?
Arlen Rose, Apple, Rose, David, Elephant, Nancy.
Okay. Rarden.
Rarden. And his husband is Wayne Davidson. Wayne. W-A-Y-N-E, Davidson.
Davidson.
Like David
okay.
and son, Davidson.
Davidson,
Davidson.
I will
then
look them
they
up.
They facilitating sound immersion, but then I know they do, they used to live in Florida. They moved somewhere else in the southwest, Georgia. Georgia Mountains,
something like that.
And they open a nature spirit drums, and they do classes, and they do the singing bowls. They bought a big house to do that. Maybe. Oh yeah, they are here with the drums. Yeah, outside.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm delighted you called, Lucy, because I learned a lot from you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
You're
thank
welcome.
You so much.
You're welcome.
And thank you for making me see my mirror, the affirmations that sometimes we see that they're positive. But lately we are kind of positive in the negative, you know?
Well, I call that negative. Mm-hmm. I call that negativity in disguise. Because, you know, we think that we're saying something good. But you throw in a not or a can't or a maybe or a will be or should be, And that disguises the language.
We don't even choose the we doing like the half glass full or half glass empty. We're doing that kind of metaphor when we talk. The way that I was talking, like the big wallet, when I say the big wallet, it's because I'm very abundant and prosperous, but then you hit it the other halfway empty. You feel that this is halfway empty when I say I am the one with the wallet. And I always say,
and that implies that everybody is coming to take from that big wallet.
And then what is the people does? Because I am already ready for them to take to take what is not.
And that's more language that we can work on another time.
Yeah, you have a wonderful. Yeah.
Thank you. You too. And I want to say everybody. Pardon?
No, then you were going to say something. I wasn't saying bye to you, but then I say thank you so much for letting me see. And you and other people are making me aware of.
That's the key.
I already prepared for people taking from me. For so many years,
change that now.
Yes.
You know some of the language that you can use to turn that around. Let the people start giving back to you instead.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I want to say to you, Lucy, and Chris, and Nicole, who called in, thank you for calling in. I want to thank everybody who's listening today. And remember, every Monday at 11 o'clock Eastern Time, we have a Manifest Monday lesson. On the second and fourth Mondays, I'm live. But today I was live because I was so excited about my drum. I wanted to share that live, and I'm really glad I did because, Lucy, you've been absolutely marvelous to talk with. Anybody who has a Manifest question, if you don't want to wait until the show or you want to keep it private, email me at manifestmondayshow@gmail.com. And until then, stay positive, stay grateful, and bang on your drum. Whatever your drum is, it could be a flute, it could be driving a car, whatever your drum for you is, just keep on making soft, beautiful music with it. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Lucy. You're welcome. Bye.